I'm Jay from the Starling Tribune, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one that you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness starts in 3, 2, 1.
You have been granted clearance by Director Phil Coulson. Stand by for SHIELD debriefing. All information to be discussed here is classified and may only be discussed among agents granted clearance by the SHIELD director.
Now it's time for your scheduled debriefing. I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer.
I'm Agent Haley.
And I'm Agent Lauren.
And once again for a second week, again.
I'm Wing!
Yay, we've got Wing. I don't know why that's a celebration, but we've got Wing.
Yeah, why do you celebrate that? Just jump on your podcast 2 weeks in a row. Be careful, I could talk. You don't want that.
No, we don't. In the meantime, welcome to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., podcast number 47, covering Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., episode 5 of season 2, A Hen in the Wolf House. This podcast is recorded on Wednesday, October 22nd, 2014. Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. is a fan-based podcast on the ABC television show Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the general Marvel universe.
Because, much like Simmons, we all love Bobby Morse.
And if you'd like to talk to us about Bobby Morse, you can visit our website, legendsofshield.com, where you'll find all of our contact information. Our voicemail line is 844-THE-BUS-1. That's 844-843-2871. Our Facebook page is Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Podcast. Our Twitter account is @LegendsOfShield. Our Tumblr account is legendsofshield.tumblr.com. And you can visit our forums at forums.gunnageek.com or by searching for Gunna Geek on the Tabatalk app.
We got a ton of feedback, as we usually do this week. It's awesome. Got too much to mention individually. However, I posted a tweet and a Facebook page that, hey, we're working on the podcast. And I got a great tweet back from Morgan Scorpion on Twitter, @MorganScorpion. And the tweet said, wow, I have a hard enough time working out 2 channels. What software are you using? Well, in full disclosure, a lot of the podcasts on the Gunna Geek Network, not all of them, but most of them, are actually produced via Audacity. And we do multiple track recordings. For the most part, some don't, but some do. Each podcast is produced by their own person, and the majority use Audacity. And if you have any questions about Audacity, we have lots of Audacity help to help you on the network. So also, we had a tweet from Suncast again, and he said, the best part of this week's podcast is Sithwitch explaining the Hawkeye initiative.
I thought the best part of last week's podcast was when Wing got scared about us talking about Hawkeye's butt.
Yeah, that was probably my favorite part.
For a guy who self-proclaimed to be okay with his sexuality, that was a little bit odd to me.
Well, you know, sometimes it's a jump into your face and you're like, whoa. It's a reflex. You flinch.
We also had a few tweets from Defy Down Under, said that thanks for the shout out and saying my name right. I'll be here dancing to the scene thong. LMAO. Nice job.
Well, yeah. Is logic is sound. I'm good with that.
Scene thong, huh?
Somebody write that.
A scene thong?
Somebody write the scene thong.
I think Cisco already did.
No, he wrote the thong song. This is a completely different thing.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Defy Down Under also said, great cast and fun to hear Wing from the Arrowcast. That is the Starling Tribune on the Gunna Geek Network. Also, Sitwell is dead, smeared on the road, dead.
So this is what I'm saying.
I did a lot of research on this because we had like a gazillion tweets about Hand and Sitwell and whatever from Operator.
Well, we went down until Beef got there and was like, no, this is the law.
Operator J Wing, you chimed in. Aset Genie from Tyrion's Landing, podcast about Game of Thrones. A whole bunch of people chimed in and they were debating back and forth. And I got to tell you, I did research into it, and I know what was said on the commentary of the movie, The Winter Soldier, but there is no body. You can't definitively prove that he is dead because there's no body. There's no decapitation. And also, Hand, she was shot in the head. Screwed that up a little bit. But unless there's decapitation, there is still some thought that she could come back at some point in time. Well, I doubt either of the two will really come back, but it's possible because it's comic book.
Well, Spider-Man was a clone for 40 years at some point, so until they changed their mind. So everything's possible.
See, that's what I'm saying. And Beef, thanks for chiming in there, buddy. We appreciate the final word from Beef.
Well, Daddy came and stopped the battle. Yeah, it's okay. Sure, Beef. Sure.
Yeah.
Peace in our time.
Ruined the party. Yeah. Everybody go home now. At Little Too Clinical chimed in, and he said, Pigeon plus Boomerang equals Pidgerang.
Sounds like a Pokemon.
It does. I want one.
Sounds like a Flash villain. Just saying.
Not an Arrow villain? It's got to be a Flash villain?
Yeah, because of the Boomerang thing.
Okay.
The Boomerang thing is really, really Flash villain base, usually. There's two generations of Captain Boomerang in there.
Ooh. And then you combine it with a Pigeon, and then you get Pidgerang. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if this was a typo or not, but Little Too Clinical also said, wait, Spider-Gwen? Who is this, and where did she come from?
Pretty sure that was supposed to be Spider-Gwen.
It's Spider-Gwen.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's from a, and I just blanked out on it, but I tweeted about it. I think I answered him, and it's from an alternate universe where Gwen got bit instead of Peter, and her costume is awesome. She has this hoodie, and she is getting her own comic series.
In the summer.
So, yes.
Summer 2015?
Yep.
Yes.
All righty.
Can't wait.
One last tweet I'll mention from Defy Down Under said that my top five Marvel movies, number one, Guardians of the Galaxy, two, Avengers, three, Thor, one, the first Thor, number four is Captain America.
The first one.
First Avenger. And number five is Thor 2.
Yeah, and my list is racked up. Yeah, sure.
Well, yes. Because as you will notice, there's no Hulk in that. There's
I know, no Hulk that's a problem.
And there is Avengers.
That's the second problem. But Captain America 2 is not before Captain America 1. That's where my head explodes. I mean, the second one is so much superior in every way.
I can't argue that because it's true.
The second one has shirtless Bucky. So.
But it doesn't have any shirtless Cap.
No, but if we're just talking straight filmmaking.
But it does have Natasha being sassy and awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It does. That's pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
We also got a great tweet from Jerry Ruppiper. Is that how you pronounce it? At Jerry Ruppiper?
I'm almost positive that's wrong.
I would say it Ruppiper.
Ruppiper. I like that.
Thanks, Haley.
Yep.
Anyway, Jerry said, thanks so much for an insightful cast about my favorite show. Your passion, knowledge, and research are evident in every way. Or in evident.
Aw, thank you.
Every P, which I assume is podcast. So thank you very much, Jerry.
Yes, thank you.
We also had a little back and forth on Facebook. I had the great brainstorm one late night, and I threw a collage picture of Starman and Star-Lord for Guardians of the Galaxy out there, and I said, try this on for size. Jeff Bridges returns to the Marvel Universe. He once played Starman. Now he is Star-Lord's father. Thank us later, Kevin Feige.
That would be
great.
Well,
I started thinking about this. He does get Karen Allen pregnant at the end of Starman. That movie does take place in, like, what, the early 80s?
Yes.
Oh, that would be perfect.
See?
That would be perfect.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, good. I'm good. Yes, Marvel, get on that.
This is going to be a shock to you guys, but I've never seen this movie.
Wow. Another that one that you haven't seen?
Let's see. Have you seen
it's
Top Gun yet?
It's on Netflix.
No, I haven't. Top Gun has been on Netflix forever, too, but I just haven't had time to watch it.
Wait. You haven't seen Top Gun?
We already yelled at her about this.
There's a great shirtless volleyball scene. I can't believe you haven't seen that.
I have seen that scene.
Of course.
What about Skyfall? Have you seen that one yet?
Not yet.
Kill me now.
You've seen The Princess Bride, right?
Yes, I have seen
that.
Okay.
You've seen Star Wars, huh?
What is it? Star Wars? What is this? Yes, I've seen Star Wars.
I'm going to reach the microphone just making sure. And start slapping people. All right.
She better seen Star Wars. We were talking about Star Wars Rebels the last week.
I haven't seen Star Wars Rebels yet.
It's fun. Oh. It's only a couple episodes in. You're not missing much. They're going to premiere it on ABC this week
with
a little bit extra features, including James Earl Jones, Darth Vader. So watch it on Sunday.
Yeah. And that made me delve into what everybody told me I would like. And I was like, no, I'm not ready yet. And now I'm into Clone Wars. And
Clone Wars is fantastic.
I went through the first season, which I was like, okay, that's an okay show. Now I'm half in the second season. I'm like, okay,
no,
they understood
better.
Where to go.
It gets so much better.
Yeah, I'm totally hooked right now. I needed something like, you know, something vivid, something fun. It's just got in.
Yeah, it's fun. And then they'll hit you with an episode on friendly fire.
Okay, sure.
I love it. I love Clone Wars so much.
But yeah, it's a really good show. For an era of Star Wars, which is not my favorite, kudos. They made something great. So I'm really happy with that right now. But this is not a show about Star Wars. Where are we now?
That doesn't mean we can't talk
it's
about
all connected.
It.
Plus,
yes,
it's
exactly.
All connected. Yes, Disney owns them both.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because this week the guy of Guardians of the Galaxy said that, you know, it could happen.
James Gunn.
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to happen.
No.
He's just playing with it.
There would be so much nerd rage.
I could see like a silhouette of the Millennium Falcon in the background at some point in time. I could see that.
Crashed somewhere because, you know, it's in the galaxy
far, don't go
far
there.
Away.
Don't go there.
It's a long time ago.
There was actually a comic. It was one of the Star Wars Tales comics where the Millennium Falcon got sucked through a wormhole, crashed on this planet, and Han died. And then it turns out that it was Earth and Chewie was Bigfoot and Indiana Jones came upon the wreckage.
I remember hearing about
wow.
this.
Wow. Okay, that's awesome. That is
It was a
awesome.
Pretty good comic.
It is awesome. So thank you guys very much for your comments on Facebook. We appreciate all the likes, all the comments, and all the likes on our page. So that is awesome. Thank you. We actually got some voicemails. Are you guys ready to hear them?
Of course.
Yep. All right. Here's the first one.
Hey, guys. This is Chris from all sorts of other podcasts here on the network. Quick question for you. With both Robert Downey Jr. and Jeremy Renner saying they'd be open to appearing on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., do you see that happening, or do you think that's going to be some... And if you do, I guess, when would that be? This year, next year, who knows when? Other than that, just want to let you guys know, I'm a little behind on the cast, but I'm loving it so far. So, thanks. Bye.
We're going to see it next week.
I would love to see it, but I don't think it's going to happen because I don't think they can afford them.
You know what? After we saw this week, I can definitely see Jeremy Renner coming in.
I would love to see both of them. And if they do come in, I see it kind of like a Sam Jackson thing where they both come in at the end of the season for 5 minutes, but it's still amazing.
You know what they could do is they could come in at the mid-season finale and then do one of those cliffhanger things and be in those two episodes. That'd be awesome.
I agree. If you can get an hour with that. Just an hour.
You don't need an hour. You could be, you know, Director Fury, he was probably on set for all of 5 minutes.
Well, okay. Yeah, but it's Sam Jackson. It doesn't, yeah, they don't need either. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Stupid, 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 stupid.
Yeah. Good talk. Good talk.
All right. We got another voicemail. You guys ready to listen to it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right.
Hey guys, how's it going? This is Jay. I just wanted to call and say that I thought this was a good episode. It was very predictable, but it was really good though. So, I mean, aside from being predictable, it was fantastic. I like the fact that, you know, Coulson is actually starting to tell Skye what's going on so that we can actually get some development in that instead of just, you know, what have they been hiding. But now that Simmons is back, does anyone else want to see an exchange between Fitz and Simmons and Fitz and Head Simmons all at the same time? Because I think that would be entertaining as anything. And I can't wait for next week to see the Avengers trailer. Yay! All right, keep up the good work. Love the show.
Yep, we're going to have to wait till next week to see the Avengers trailer.
Yeah.
Oh, totally. Totally.
Absolutely. Look.
But the man has good points, though.
Yeah, a lot of the big twists in this episode we called at least a week ago,
yeah.
But it was
yeah,
still really enjoyable.
I think
but that's what
saying,
we wanted to happen, so it's okay.
It's cool. It's cool. No, I think I've been saying the Bobby Morse and Lance Hunter thing for a couple weeks now, at least here at home.
Yep.
Yeah, I know for sure you said it last week.
I did for sure say it last week, but I don't remember if I said it on the podcast before, but I know me and my friend who I text back and forth when I'm watching the episode, we were talking about that since before.
So if we need proof, you have text. Okay.
Yes.
I love Tripp's reaction.
Yes.
So wait, what's going on?
Oh.
Damn.
Nice suit. That was funny. Simmons and Fitz and Head Simmons. That would be awesome. I mean, we've already seen the May versus May fight. So I think this would be in the realm of the plausibility for this season. Absolutely.
Yeah, at least they're going to train together. They're going to throw us that bone. Come on, they throw us May at May. So they need that needs to happen.
Simmons versus Simmons? When one's ahead, Simmons?
Well,
that needs to happen?
Well, that would be fun.
That would mean Simmons was going out of her mind too. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, but that would probably finish like super dramatic with him collapsing and going a bit crazy. So I'm not sure I want that to happen.
Yeah, I think they're kind of starting to bring him back to the light side. I don't know if they're... I think Head Simmons is going to start going away soon.
Kind of agree with that. But I think she... Didn't she just went away now? Isn't she gone?
We don't know that for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, not for sure, but it felt like, okay, this storyline is gone. She's back.
Yeah,
okay,
I think so. It did feel kind of like closure, but we'll see. He might backslide at some point.
Oh, yeah, at some point, but I don't think next week.
Like Simmons is going to get kidnapped or something, and then he'll start talking to Head Simmons again.
Or he'll get angry and start talking to Head Simmons.
And ignoring other Simmons.
We're on episode 5. We have a total of, what, 22, 23 episodes? We got a long way to go in the season.
Yeah, we're good.
We have one more voicemail. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Sure.
Hey, guys. It's Chris again. Sorry to blow up your voicemail twice before you do a recording, but in light of the internet positively going nuts over the news of the Avengers 2 trailer had leaked, I just wanted you guys to discuss, which I'm sure you're going to do anyways, your first impressions of the Age of Ultron trailer and what you're thinking. Personally, I'm really, really super intrigued at this point, and James Spader's Ultron, really badass, and the new Iron Man armor, really badass also. But that's about all I want to say in case people haven't seen it yet and don't want to be spoiled or waiting for the official release. So, looking forward to hearing what you guys think about it. Bye.
That was awesome when the Milano came in, and...
So we're not talking about it? That's what they're
saying. Yeah.
Are we talking about it or are we not talking about it? Are we playing the good line and we're like, no.
Let's play spoiler free here because okay. There are people out there that
want to. If you want to see clips because it keeps getting taken offline as soon as Disney finds it, go to Tumblr. There's 1.5 billion GIFs. And I think at this time I have reblogged a bunch on my personal Tumblr. And people are speculating. Yes, the trailer's still out there if you know where to look. And we will officially talk about it officially next week.
But it is so worth
seeing.
But
it's so good.
So good. It's great. As far as trailers go, this was worth the wait. So that's it for the voicemail. Just remember, hit us a line, send a carrier pigeon, a pigeon boomerang. What was that?
Pigeon.
Send us a pigeon. Tell us what your top 5 Marvel characters are or any of the other questions we ask. If you have any science questions on Marvel, hit us up with that too. So that'd be awesome. In the meantime, we also have some box office numbers from the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right. It's staying about the same domestic. It's still at $328 million, which makes sense. It's kind of tapered off at this point. But worldwide, it's at $733 million. And that's because the Chinese box office has gone up to $69 million. It did as well this weekend as it did last weekend.
Oh, okay.
Which means at $733 million, it surpassed Winter Soldier as Marvel's 3rd highest grossing movie.
Did this Winter Soldier play in China?
Yeah, it did.
I believe it did. I thought it did.
It got $118 million in China.
Okay. Still doesn't make it the better movie, but...
But you can see why this would have broader appeal than Captain America, right?
And yes, I do.
Dirty Star Wars, man. Dirty Star Wars, black lights and all.
Dirty Star Wars is perfect.
Actually, it did better this weekend than it did last weekend in China.
At $39 million versus 30?
Yeah, well, I guess, never mind. That's for the whole week, not just the weekend. But yeah,
still,
it's doing good.
It's money.
It's doing good. So at $69 million, right now, Wings in the lead for the quarter.
Unless it doesn't make it over 100.
I thought it was the closest without going over.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Right, so if it stays under 100, he doesn't get the quarter either.
Yeah, true. It's either got to go under 100 or over 150.
Oh, I thought if it's under 100.
If it goes over 100, he gets it.
Right.
Do we remember our rules?
For Wing not to get the quarter, it has to go under 100 or over 150.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
I have a $50 million cushion. That sounds good.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. We might have to drag this one out 2 years, but we'll eventually get there.
Now with the DVD sales.
Yeah, we didn't stipulate that. It was just box office numbers, so we'll see.
Yeah, because if we get DVD sales, that's going to make another like couple of hundreds of million in DVD probably.
Yeah, we'll see. In the meantime, yesterday we had an episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and we have ratings.
Right. It was at 4.36 million for live and same day viewings, which is a little bit down from last week when it was 4.7 million. So it's staying right in the same range this year.
Do we have L plus 7 numbers from last week?
No, they've reached the point where they've got the official Nielsen L plus 7s, which actually take a few weeks to come out.
Yeah, okay. So we will keep tabs on that and see how much the audience is actually growing or not. Do we have any new episode names?
Not yet. But we do know that they're going to have an uninterrupted stream of episodes coming from now until the end of the year. Now through episode 15, we're having an episode every single week, and we're getting episodes Christmas week. We're getting episodes New Year's week. So no breaks.
Wow. That totally did not go as I thought it was going to go. I thought we'd be off for 2 weeks or so in the winter. That's amazing.
I think they're like, these goes off online really fast as well now, and we sell them on iTunes and all that. So let's just release them and people will buy them in bunch.
I think they have so much stuff to put out that they can't take a week off.
Yeah, considering that Ultron's going to be out in May.
Yep. And they've got 8 episodes of Agent Carter to get out between the first and second half of the season.
They got a schedule to stick to.
And then they've got some Daredevil coming in the summer.
Yay, Daredevil. They got some universe to get to us, which is amazing. Just even 2-3 years ago, this was kind of unfathomable. And now we're in the middle of it, just swimming in Marvel content. It's really cool.
Yeah, I can't wait to be in 2 years from now.
Like, 7-year-old me is just like so happy right now. This is just everything I ever dreamed of when I was a kid. There's Star Wars everywhere. There's Marvel everywhere. There's Lord of the Rings everywhere. It's just like my dream come true.
Again, I can't wait to be in 2 years. Not now. 2 years. Not
boo-hoo-hoo.
Well, I'm going to be 7 years old.
So what's in 2 years?
Well, DC starts its thing. I'm really
DC already has the TV stuff going on, and they're doing pretty good with that.
Yeah, their TV is good.
I want my Batman Superman with Robin leak this week and all that. I want that now.
You want Nightwing. That's what you want.
Well, he's going to get his TV show. Okay. He's getting a Teen Titan TV show. So yes, I'm covered, but I need 2 years to be in the middle of being 7 years old. In 2 years, there's still going to be Star Wars. Lord of the Rings going to be done, but yeah, I'm okay with
that. Lord of the Rings will never die.
There's going to be walking.
Yeah, there's going to be Marvel and DC and Star Wars and Doctor Who. And, you know, it's just going to be awesome for like 4 years before people are like, well, we're kind of done with this because let's face it, by 2020.
I'm sorry. Say Doctor Who again. It's charming.
Doctor Who?
No.
Oh, that is not what you say. Huh?
Say it how you normally say it.
Doctor Who?
No.
I don't know.
Lies.
Now that I'm thinking about it, it doesn't work. I'm sorry.
Oh. Okay.
It's going to just come at some point, you know.
We just had a voicemail on it, but there's Avengers 2 trailer that will play live during next week's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. episode.
That's officially exciting. That's the first time you can watch
it. It's the first time you're ever going to see it.
Now for the world premiere.
I'll tell you what, though, seeing it in 1080 HD is going to be awesome.
That will be really cool. And then on my DVR, I can pause it and watch it frame by frame and just salivate over everything like I do with every trailer that comes out for anything that I'm remotely interested in.
So you got the 20 seconds down when you go into the movie theater.
Yes. I can like extrapolate from that. This is what I think is going to happen. And then I'll be completely wrong, but still happy.
So we have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. episodes that go through the 29th or 30th of December?
I think the 30th is when the last one airs, yeah.
And probably the very next week in January, we'll get some Agent Carter, right?
I don't know if it's the very next week, but pretty soon thereafter. So they've been filming Agent Carter, and apparently Hayley Atwell is just destroying everything. And everyone on set. Just all of it. We've got this list of tweets from her.
This is what got me to follow Hayley Atwell on Twitter. I kept thinking I should follow her on Twitter now that I know she has a Twitter. And then seeing these retweeted, I have to follow her to see what she destroys next. She sounds like me, except focused outward instead of, oh, I kicked myself in the face again.
So some of these tweets. Dear stuntman and actor, sorry I kicked you both in the balls during rehearsals today. Dear actor, I sincerely apologize again for this time punching you in the face this afternoon. Sorry, Mr. Actor, for pushing you onto the floor on your first day. I thought you were the stuntman. Oops. Shattered a light bulb and snapped my prop in half yesterday. Sorry, crew. Scenes are looking incredible, though.
I'll bet.
Accidentally headbutted myself, yanking a stuntman from behind. Bruised cheekbone. After the injuries I've myself inflicted, I deserve this.
Wow.
Okay, that one sounds like me.
Another night shoot. New stuntman. Will endeavor to be professional and not actually hurt him. Eek. And just punched the clapperboard.
That's the best. Oh, yeah. Punch the clapperboard. That's awesome.
So I'm really looking forward to the blooper reel from Agent Carter.
Yes. Yeah,
but I mean, actually connecting, if they are able to put those scenes in the show, it's going to look real realistic.
How'd they get it to look so realistic? They actually let her just beat people up.
Everybody.
That's awesome.
It's like, why did she punch that guy over there? I don't know. He was in the way.
So we also have a story about Daredevil and the fact that the series is much darker than anything else Marvel has ever done before. And I don't know how I feel about this, because it's sounding a little bit Arrow-ish from the DC universe. But on the other hand, as long as it's action-filled, it should be fine.
I kind of expected this, considering that the street-level heroes that they're doing for the Netflix series are kind of the darker, grittier, with the Power Man and Iron Fist have some kind of fun team ups, but yeah, Daredevil is dark. Just like the definition of angst and misery and man pain. And Jessica Jones's story is the most depressing thing ever, but I still love her.
Yes, she's an amazing character. She's gonna
an
be
amazing character,
great drama.
But just, wow, her story is just so depressing.
Racked up.
Well, this will be aired during the summer, so at least we can watch it when it's light out.
Except it's all going to drop on one day, probably, so you'll be watching it into the wee hours of the night.
That's yeah, true. That's what's going to happen.
Call off work the next day.
Yeah, I'm going to marathon it, and then I'll just go back and rewatch it and savor it.
Mm-hmm. You don't call off the next day. You plan your thing, and you take off the day on. You wake up in the morning with popcorn and hot dogs.
Yeah.
Breakfast with popcorn and hot dogs, that doesn't work for me.
No, breakfast is pizza. Everyone knows this.
See?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's my girl.
Or breakfast is ice cream and cookies.
No, you start with the pizza and then you go into the ice cream and cookies.
You know, you need
to escalate.
Or you
start with the ice cream and cookies and then go to the pizza.
No,
and then have more ice cream and cookies.
Of course, you're grazing all day.
Then I'd go to the ER because of my lactose intolerance and all the cheese.
That's why you get I don't know.
They've got medication for that now, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
And also the coconut milk ice cream and...
Oh.
No, there's better stuff than that. You get sherbet. You're okay with sherbet. There's no lactose in there, and that's as good.
But it's not the same.
But it's not chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can put chocolate in sherbet if you want. Good. You're funny. You can put chocolate in...
No, you can't. It would ruin it.
Yeah, sherbet.
Gelato, then. Gelato.
Gelato is even more milk,
yes.
Dude.
He doesn't know that.
I did know that. You know to stay away from it. So, anyway, I thought this would be the big news of the week. I honestly did. Now, of course, it's the Avengers trailer, but Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack is going to be released on cassette on Black Friday.
Anybody has a cassette player?
Yes, I do.
I used to.
They still sell them.
Yeah.
They're real cheap.
I have a VHS player. That's hooked up. That's...
I still have one of those. And
mine is hooked up.
I still have a whole bunch of Disney VHS tapes that I stole from my parents' house.
You mean porn, huh?
No, I mean Disney VHS tapes. I have The Great Mouse Detective and Pocahontas and Little Mermaid.
Uh-huh. Actually, that was my only copy of Little Mermaid for a long, long time until they just released it from the vault again here last year.
Yeah, my VHS copy, it doesn't close anymore, and it's the version that has the penis on the cover.
Uh-huh. Yeah, same here.
We're talking about porn now.
No, dude. No.
Still talking about Disney.
Get your mind out of the gutter. It's Marvel.
But anyways, the packaging for the Guardians of the Galaxy cassette tape, it's like, you know, when you make your own mixtape and you write the songs on there and everything, it's perfect.
I love it.
I think the only way that this is going to be topped is when Sony comes out with the Walkman again.
Like the exact one he had.
They could do a special Guardians of the Galaxy edition.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'd buy it.
Seriously?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
Just to play my awesome mix number one tape.
I have an iPhone that does that really well.
Yeah, it's not the same.
I don't think the cassette will fit in the iPhone.
Well,
Thank you, Whaley.
Depends on if you have an iPhone 6 Plus or not.
That's because I needed an engineer to understand that. Thank you.
So, Avengers 2 is noted because it's Marvel's movie that has the most visual effects shots to date, which means it's going to be awesome because there's so much action in it.
It so does not mean that, but yeah, okay, sure.
I'll bet you
over
it does.
Over 3,000 VFX shots.
Yeah, maybe it's all background replacement. Who knows?
Yeah,
I mean, it could be.
You don't know. You don't know. Say you don't know.
All of the effect shots are just to make Thor and Black Widow's hair look fantastic.
They don't need effect shots for that.
See?
You got to put the 6 nipples on Thor.
They yes. have to add the perfect camera shine on Jeremy Renner's ass.
They do, huh? They do.
All of a sudden he's fine with it this week. He wasn't fine with it last week. This week he's fine with it.
I'm trying to get better at it.
Yeah, okay. You did some therapy.
You see him taking it back. Taking it back.
Yeah. Okay. Figured. So this will be the final time we talk about this until there's an actual announcement because we're all getting tired of it. But apparently there's another contender for the Doctor Strange role.
And it's me.
That would not surprise me.
At this point.
Right now they're saying Colin Farrell and also maybe Joaquin Phoenix again. So that's the decision we've made thus far.
Also, Keanu Reeves said that he wants to be Doctor Strange.
No.
Didn't we already say Keanu?
Yes,
I don't
we did.
Remember.
Yeah, he was
I
in
don't
the
either.
List
We've
of
said
six.
So many names.
Yes.
We said so many names.
It's like, okay, all of Hollywood is up for this role.
But you know, I think what happened with Joaquin Phoenix, so many people call him like, are you nuts? Are you nuts? This is your retirement plan. You do this for like 10 years and you're done. You don't need to work after. You can do your artsy stuff because you don't need a paycheck anymore. So that's might be why he's back on the table. I'm just saying.
Talking about lasting for a long time, apparently Marvel, just out of the goodness of their hearts, gave Robert Downey Jr. the giant A from the Avengers building.
Well, naturally.
So where do you keep a 30-foot tall A in your house?
Wherever you want.
I'd go in my backyard. That would be the only thing back there. Put a grill underneath it, a little table maybe. I don't know. 30-foot A. Man, that's yeah. That's great.
He'll have to go buy a skyscraper in New York to put it on. That would be awesome.
Was it trucked in or was it helicoptered in? Because I could see it helicoptered in a la Air America. I could see that.
They should have just like dropped it on his roof.
Awesome. Oh, who's going to pay for all this?
About 2 weeks ago, a wheeler showed up. I'm like, what the heck is this doing here? And they go, this is the A you asked for. And I go, they bought it? So now we have a Master Avengers A that will be prominently placed.
And seen from miles. 30 foot tall. That's amazing. That's taller than a 2-story house.
Oh, God.
That's awesome. Also, we have Marvel creating a hearing disabled superhero in conjunction with the Children's Hearing Institute in New York, which is awesome. They're taking their superpowers and they're using them for good. This is amazing.
They did something similar a few years ago. There was some kid who asked, he was reading, I think, some back issues, and it turns out Hawkeye was deaf for a while in the comics, and he still has to wear hearing aids, but it's just never mentioned. And actually, Matt Fraction did an issue of Hawkeye a few months ago where he had to use sign language. But this kid, he has hearing problems and he was deaf and he's like, well, how come there aren't any heroes with hearing problems like me? So they were like, okay. So they created, and I think this might be where the blue ear came from. There's something. They created a little superhero for him to get him to wear his hearing aid. But now Marvel is creating another superhero. Heroine, actually, named Sephira, who is hearing disabled and has a cochlear implant. And her sidekick, the Blue Ear, wears hearing aids. And this is one of the things that I really like about Marvel, that especially lately, they've been really good about showing diversity in a lot of forms other than just women and race and sexuality. It's also about representation for the disabled, and there's Echo is deaf. And there's Matt Murdock, who's blind. And now there's these two who are hearing disabled in a different way.
Crazy.
And
start to look like the world.
Yeah, I know, right?
Who would have thought that making universe that looks like the world in which the people buy your book could work? Oh, it took them 75 years.
I think it's great. And I think that reaching out and doing stuff like this, it's going to make a group of kids very, very happy for a very long time.
Yeah. Somebody's going to look at this comic when they're young or even older and see themselves in it. And this might be the thing that starts a love of comics, or this might be the thing that inspires them to want to write comics or draw comics or just write or draw in general or something else creative. So it can only be a good thing.
Right. Or inspire somebody to actually create something better than the cochlear implant. So yeah, it's amazing. The last bit of news we have for this week, and I put this in there, it's a link to the PaleyFest panel video from last weekend at New York PaleyFest. Chloe Bennett, Ming-Na Wen, Clark Gregg, and Jeff Loeb were all there. And go check it out. It's about 46 minutes long. Have the link in there. If you guys find anything that you want to talk about it on the podcast, hit us up via the normal means, and we will bring it up next week. In the meantime, go ahead, watch it. It's full of fun stuff. They talk a little bit about their casting stories in there, so that's pretty cool. We did have an episode this week, A Hen in the Wolf House, and it was everything I always wanted.
Yeah, like Jay said, it was kind of predictable. We predicted a lot of things, but it was still really good and really fun to watch.
Marvel has picked up the action sequences this year way above last year. And I don't know if it's because it's in competition with the other DC shows that are out.
That's what I was about to say. They looked at Arrow and they were like, wait, they do that on After Budget? Come on, guys.
I think that might be part of it. And I think that also the fact that they're no longer having to set stuff up has also helped them. And that seems to be how the Whedon writing team works, is it takes them a season to set stuff up. Like, you go back and you watch Buffy and you watch Angel and you watch Dollhouse.
Yeah, that was the operator theory.
They all get off to rocky starts, and then season two comes and they're like, boom, awesome.
Yeah, because this season two is good.
This season two is, I'm just loving it. I've gone in for the past couple weeks now, and it's just like I sit down and I just have so much fun watching it.
Agreed.
I was actually able to watch the episode a little delayed, about 10 minutes delayed, but I was caught up by the end of the episode. So I watched the end live and it was great. I can't wait till next week and watch it live as well. Bobby Morris, what do you need to say? That was awesome with her in the hallway, taking out her two batons and going.
I loved that.
It was awesome.
Those are the weapons that she actually fights with in the comic. She uses the two batons, sometimes a staff. So I'm wondering if we'll get to see some really, really badass Eskrima moves or something. And we didn't talk about it in the news, but let's talk about it here. The concept art for new Bobby Morris Shield costume.
Oh, yeah.
Revealed.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I am so happy. I am just so ridiculously happy. And I love that they brought up that Bobby Morris is actually blonde, because she's blonde in the comics.
I was undercover. Deal with it.
Yes, I love Mockingbird in the comics. I was so happy when they announced they were bringing her in. A little bit weirded out when they were like, well, but she's going to be working with Hydra. And I was like, well, eventually she'll end up with S.H.I.E.L.D.
Of course.
And seeing
this. That didn't take long.
Yeah, it didn't take long at all. And I was so happy. And obviously Simmons was happy. And another science babysitter. I'm so happy.
I like you.
They each get their own science babysitter.
They do. And it's adorable.
So, question for everybody here. They were working with Hydra with Whitehall. Do you think either of them were conditioned to comply?
Of course. That's the mystery right now. One of them is, for sure.
Yeah, they're going to get triggered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which one? I'm not sure. I don't think both of them are, but one of them is.
I think it's going to be Simmons, just because that would be the bigger gut punch.
Yeah, probably.
Like, if she were to do something to Fitz.
Ooh.
Yeah. And there was that hold on her, that sinister hold on her at the end of last week's episode. And there was that hold made to comply thing comment that she made. How would she know about that?
I don't know.
That's a good point, because she doesn't know anything about all that stuff.
Ooh.
Okay.
I didn't catch it the first time, but when I watched it just now before we recorded, I started thinking about it and something was rubbing me the wrong way. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Unless it comes out that Coulson told her to be careful that they were conditioning people.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. That's a possibility, but
it's a possibility. But since it wasn't shown on screen, I would not assume it.
So for another great big revelation in the episode, it's a map.
It is a map.
It's a map of what?
A thing.
Stars? I don't know.
Your brain?
Guardian of the Galaxy map. Okay.
No idea.
Maybe.
Oh, quick. I just wanted to bring this up. It has nothing to do with the map. So back in Hydra, Simmons and her lab partner were looking at samples.
Kenneth?
They brought up Hellcow.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you guys about that. What is up with Bessie?
Bessie was the name of a cow that was bitten by Dracula in the comics. This is an actual thing.
I was like, no, that can't. They did. Yes, they did.
They actually did bring up Hellcow. They're talking about it. I'm like, wait a minute. This sounds really familiar. And I had to go double check. And I'm like, yes, yes, they did actually reference Hellcow.
We all had the same reflex. Phone.
Yes.
Yes, they did.
Yes, they did.
I didn't even bother. I thought, yeah, I'm just going to ask the experts when we get podcasts. So good to know. Yeah,
Hellcow is actually a vampire cow.
Wow.
Which is why her milk was red.
Yeah. Oh, God. All right. But back to the map.
Yes, back to the map.
We don't know what it is, what it's a map to.
To the secret Inhumans dome.
Ooh.
Yeah, to see a map to the location of the Terrigen Mists, crystals, whatever they're using.
Even better.
Okay, so watching this episode and seeing Skye's father like completely lose control, I was like, I wonder if he's Black Bolt's brother, Maximus.
Oh, that would be great.
See, when I was watching it, I was like, is he a Hulk?
He definitely has some anger issues.
He does have anger issues.
What did that iPad ever do to him?
It showed him something he didn't want to see.
Yeah, and he's just pardoned, so the messenger is responsible for the news.
I see. So what about the obelisk being called the divine?
The diviner.
Okay, there's two things that we can take away from this. One is the meaning of the name diviner, in that it is going to tell you stuff. In this case, who has something that they're looking for, in that Reyna has it and the other people who touched it and turned to stone didn't. The other thing is that I started looking, I was like, okay, I started Googling Diviner Marvel Comics. There is an Inhuman called Mala the Diviner, who is basically a hacker. She showed up in Silent War issue 5. And right now there seems to be a contingent of people online who think that Skye's real identity is Mala the Diviner. I'm not convinced, but that is kind of interesting.
Can I cut you for a second?
Yes.
Live while we're recording, Marvel just released the trailer for Age of Ultron live on YouTube on their website.
If you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah. Well, I respect that.
I do respect that. That's good.
Like, we can play whack-a-mole or we can just put it out there.
We could get the numbers right now. So let's get the trending going so we can say that it's going to make that gajillion million money after.
Yeah, it's just way easier to not have to.
Sorry, I cut you in something very interesting, but I received a message and I was like,
oh. No, that's amazing. I'm going to go watch it like a billion more times after we're done recording.
Yeah, hopefully in high def too. So the diviner.
Yeah, that's really all there was on that. I don't have actually Silent War, so I can't tell you much more than that. And as far as I know, she's only mentioned in one issue.
I have a theory.
What's your theory?
Got a theory.
Yeah. Since they're changing stuff, like the Tesseract is going to be, they're saying that it's going to be like one of the stone and everything. Mm-hmm. Could it be that this is the crystal that makes the mist? And instead of a mist, when they're touching it, if they have the Inhuman gene, nothing happens or something happens. And if they don't, what happened to Lucy Lawless?
That's honestly what I was kind of thinking. If they
retcon the crystal in a certain way.
Yeah.
To make it more cinematic. Because anyway, let's face it, the Infinite Gem, they took some liberty to be able to make fun in the movies. And that's okay. I'm not bitching. I'm just saying that that's what they're doing. So they could totally apply that same logic to this. And I would be okay with it.
Reyna made a statement, though, that it's not necessarily bad. But I don't know if I trust anything that Reyna was saying.
It's not. I feel the same way about the obelisk that I do about Skye's father. I'm not sure that it's necessarily evil, but it's dangerous.
A Skye father is evil.
I'm not entirely convinced. I think he's misguided, and I think he's very impetuous.
Right. Well, see, they say Skye was taken from him. I wonder if it was Skye's mother that took her from him, and then he killed her.
Definitely could be. It would make it more mainstream and less mystique.
And see, he really didn't want to be thought of as a monster.
Yeah, right. That was something.
And wherever she goes, death follows her, so...
It could be him.
Yeah, that's actually trying to locate her and follow her, yeah.
Makes sense. We have a theory.
And he didn't like Whitehall or Hydra or what he was doing. But he got so, this way I viewed it on both of my viewings, when he saw Sky basically having Coulson as a surrogate father, whereas he'd never been allowed to be her father, he got so angry and jealous and all that stuff that he lashed out.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
he did.
And it's in a very bad way.
Yeah, that's the same sense that I got from it.
Like, you see that guy is like, yeah, keep it together. And then he looks at him, and then later on, you see both of those guys dead.
Yes, that was a nice kind of small reveal. He was like, oh, okay, that's what happened.
They're like, yeah, you need to leave. And he kills the guys. And then he's like, let's everybody keep calm. So he very, very obviously has something wrong with his temper and his impulse control, I think, particularly.
Well, anger management issues.
Which is why, for a second there, I was like, is he a Hulk? But no, I don't think he is.
They don't want to pay to make a Hulk. Come on.
Hulks are expensive.
Hulks are very expensive.
So, Haley, what was your favorite part of the episode?
I really did like the scene at the end with Coulson and Sky where he says, you're having one hell of a day, huh? And then they hug.
That was good. Matter of fact, the whole interaction between the two of them throughout the entire episode was pretty good, where she's pushing for information, pushing for information. And finally, he's just like, okay, so you know. And they were having that intense conversation and did leave, which led to that comment. But eventually, they got back to Coulson's office, and she made the discovery of the map. I wonder if that's going to make Coulson not want to carve this everywhere anymore.
I don't think it's a matter of wanting. Oh, wait, no. Yeah, I think I get what you mean now.
It needs to be carved.
Yeah, but
I think that now that she knows about it, it's going to stop the compulsion.
Now that she knows about it, and now that she knows what it is, if they could figure out what it is, I think that might stop or curb the compulsion.
Mm-hmm. Or cause a new one.
Interesting.
Because at the very beginning, when everybody's in his office and he's carving it on his desk because he can't control it, I mean, that is at the point where you need to be put in the padded room with the jacket on there, buddy.
Yeah.
So I'm glad they were able to get that done, and we'll see where it goes. I mean, hopefully they'll be able to put a lid on it and label it fish tacos. What was that? Okay. Was that like a catchphrase or something?
No, that when she
turned it into a fish tacos label.
Yeah, it turned into a restaurant menu.
I see. So just like a laminated menu.
Yeah. So I was watching this and I'm like, so how is speaking it out loud into something any more inconspicuous than just typing it? Because she's out in public talking, and I get that, you know, I guess people are on their phones all the time, so nobody really pays attention to them, except I am totally that person who's always eavesdropping on your conversation.
Yeah, two words, shotgun mic.
Yeah, why couldn't you just, like, scribble it onto the thing and then fish taco it?
Because it's faster if you talk.
Yeah, but then other people can hear you.
Yeah, especially, like, a nefarious secret organization.
Yeah, why couldn't you just be out there with your book or your Kindle and have it hidden on the screen and make it look like you're taking notes? And then when you sit up and you happen to walk by with your lunch or whatever and you throw the wrapper away, I mean, well, I am so much better at the spy game than she is.
Yeah, you'd be an awesome spy.
I would be an incredible spy.
Well, what kind of cool tech did they have in this episode? So I think that might have been just a stretch to have some cool piece of tech in the episode.
It probably was, but still, it just bugged me because
they could have used
they're supposed
the exact
to be
same
better
tech.
Spies than this.
They could have used the exact same tech and had her write instead.
Oh, ouch.
Okay.
Just last week, Coulson just spilling the beans to everyone. And this week, Simmons just talking out loud to everyone for everyone to hear. Just let me run S.H.I.E.L.D. I think I would do a better job right now. But sorry, Coulson.
Simmons was never supposed to be undercover. I don't know why he sent her undercover.
She's
a terrible liar. Yeah,
she is a terrible liar. You could see freaking Bobby, like, every time she would ask her, she would look her in the eye. She's like, yep, this is a S.H.I.E.L.D. person.
That's why Bobby interrogated her personally.
Yes.
Yeah, and which brings me to, there's a reason why he sent her. He knew all that. He knew she would not get far before getting noticed or something. So why did he send her? There's
because he had to have a science person to get in on the science projects.
Did she really learn?
And a science person that he trusted.
Bobby said that. Bobby could get the security stuff, but she couldn't get in on all the science projects.
Yeah, a very, very smart science person who he trusted. And Fitz and Simmons were two of the best. And right now, Fitz is kind of out of commission.
Yeah, but she didn't. We don't know yet what she learned. But at this point, she seemed like she was working on freaking Betsy's milk. So I don't know.
But that's why Bobby Morse took her hard drive.
Yes.
Yes. But I still think there's an ulterior...
It had nothing but Hydra stuff on it.
That's good. So I can't wait to see the repercussion of what she got, what we got out of there. Because that was good suspense. Because my personal favorite scene is the dinner scene.
What part of it?
The old exchange between them. Okay. The negotiation between...
That was pretty good. That was pretty
between
good.
Between Coulson and the girl in the flower dress.
Raina.
Thank you. This worked so well for me at the old 1970s James Bond kind of negotiation. And the fact that it was like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Well, it only worked because Coulson had the plan with Bobby in there with Simmons. It's the only way it worked.
Yeah, because he was not bluffing, right. Which is beautiful.
Yeah, that was great. Seeing Raina taken so off guard was kind of amazing.
That was beautiful.
And at the end of the episode, she's still got that tracker in her. We have not seen the last of Raina.
No.
I do kind of wish they had brought her in to work for them because I would love to see Raina working for them.
But they might
now. I think
now,
it still could happen.
Yeah, because they got the obelisk. So at this point, she basically did what she had to do. She gave the information and the obelisk appeared in his office. She could play that angle.
You know, it's not us you have to convince. It's Daniel Whitehall.
True, but she's a good scientist. She already knows what she's talking about. Why not hire her? And yet, she already worked for Hydra before. So, you know, it's just good HR.
Well, she's being monitored by both organizations. So, and I don't know.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
Yeah, either organization knows that the other is monitoring her.
I think Hydra wants it into S.H.I.E.L.D. to just finish them.
Well, that's what Skye's father wants. Oh, and of course, Skye's not her name.
Well, of course.
I saw someone on Twitter, I forget who, but it was, I think, one of the actual official Marvel people saying that this episode should be called The Ballad of Mary Jane Poots.
I thought it was Mary Sue Poots.
Mary Sue Poots.
Nice.
I did like her Ron Burgundy joke.
That was good.
That was good. So, Lauren, did you have a favorite part of the episode?
Yes, I did. Bobby switching sides, showing her true colors, and beating the living hell out of like everybody she came in contact with in Hydra.
That was fantastic.
That was beautiful.
So who do you
think it was a thing of beauty.
Think would win in a fight, May or Bobby?
May.
May, but Bobby would give her a serious, serious fight.
Why are you going May that fast? May.
Because it's May.
She spends hours a day practicing her hate foo.
The other one has a name.
So?
They gave her a name.
She has a name.
So does she, the cavalry.
Well, okay, that's kind of a good point. But okay, that she was in a comic book before the show.
But she was also dead for like 20 years.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a fair point.
I love her, but still. And also, she was a Skrull for a while.
Oh, yeah, that too.
So you bring in the three of them with Black Widow.
Yes.
As
the
third.
My God. And then they go out fighting and then they go out drinking.
In Bikini in the Mob.
No. Who would win?
I think
Wynn
got distracted for a second.
Yeah. Who would win between the three of them? Cage match. Who
I
comes
don't care.
Out on top?
I just want
that
tickets.
Would be tough.
I think it's got to be between Black Widow and May.
May and Widow.
I don't know.
That's a tough fight.
You think May could take on Natasha?
It would depend on who was more pissed off.
It probably would. I think maybe Natasha.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So there was a second when May slammed Skye up against the wall. I was like, ooh, are we going to get a May-Skye fight? But then we didn't.
It did kind of seem like it. It was either like they're either going to fight or they're going to kiss. But not either of them happened.
Stand down.
That would have been a short fight.
Well, yeah.
She slipped out anyway. I want to go see Dad.
Yeah. Why did they take their eyes off of her?
I don't know.
That was like the most predictable turn of events in the episode.
Hey, where's Skye?
Yes, it was.
But unpredictable again, turn of events. Skye just ran down to the corner store to get some soda.
Yeah, because she drinks, and all those S.H.I.E.L.D. people drink so much soda. They have picture-perfect bodies. They're not going to drink any soda.
But that
I don't
so
know.
Fun.
They
certainly
had, like,
has an impressive physique. I mean, really,
yes,
he's
he
quite
does.
A lot of a man.
That was great. And they pointed out that Fitz is subconscious speaking.
Right.
She's like, so? I can make that observation. I don't know what you're talking about.
So once again, science babysitter. I'm just saying.
I like science babysitter. Okay.
So Haley, what else you got?
Well, this is back at the beginning of the episode when Reyna and Skye's father were talking. He was talking about when he found her, she was on the streets with fairy tales your grandmother told you.
So who's her grandmother?
Mm-hmm.
And what stories was she telling?
Medusa.
That would be cool.
I really have no idea, though.
I don't know.
Okay. Good talk. Good talk. Moving on.
It's something to think about. It's something to think about the more we watch the show.
Send us an email about it. Call us. What is our phone number?
844-THE-BUS-1.
Thank you.
That's 844-843-2871.
That's a well-oiled machine.
Lauren, do you have anything else?
Once again, totally called Mockingbird and Lance Hunter, who I am minding less and less as each episode goes on.
Yeah, he was put in his place.
He still has the most ridiculous name ever, but he's growing on me.
He's fun.
He's still kind of a douche, but now he's like kind of an endearing douche. Yeah, okay. He's kind of an endearing douche.
Remember last year when everybody was super nice and super well cut and everything? This year, everybody's scruffy and kind of douche.
Everybody's kind of irritated and, you know, they're angry. And
that works way better for me.
It does.
Did you have cameras in my bunk?
That was great.
I think you're focusing on the wrong thing here. No, you're not.
I like how he really broke it gently to her that she's an alien.
Yes. That works for me. I mean,
really
and
does.
We didn't talk about what's the name? Hannibal Lecter living in the basement.
Yeah, Ward.
Ward, yeah.
Thank you.
With his beard of evil.
I'm sorry. He's trying to be a wannabe Hannibal Lecter, and it's not working. The man is trying, though. I'm going to give him that. I enjoy his performance, but just sticking down a notch.
I like his performance better than I did in the first season when he was good, because he had way less interesting stuff to do when he was good. But man, Ward, just you make everybody angry just by existing.
Can he
so
die?
How long before they have to let him out of the cage for something?
Next week.
Next week, it looks like.
Really? Oh, I haven't seen the promo yet.
Yeah, it's next week.
Cool.
I was saying that without having seen the promo.
They have to trust the one guy to do something because their Hydra is pissed off and they go rob the UN or something like that with their shield masks on. Ward has to come in and do something. That's basically the promo. So it'll be next week.
So that was fast.
Yep. He's out.
Well, I guess there's really only so long you can keep someone in your basement until... the message here is don't keep people in your basement, okay?
Well, just I mean, don't. We haven't even given them the lube and I mean...
There's I don't know.
Bunch of stuff to do.
That's an advice for the people from The Flash. I'm just saying.
So, anybody else got anything else for this episode?
For a second, I was feeling bad for the Hydra guy that Simmons framed, and then I was like, oh, wait, he was totally cool with billions of people being killed.
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely put that in there for a reason. So you're like, yeah, oh, well.
You need to remember that you don't care.
Actually, I think the whole building got smoked at the end, right?
Did it?
Yeah, because they were talking between, what's his name, Bakshi and Whitehall. They were talking about, oh, and then we'll do the whole building.
Oh.
Well, I think they were just moving operations to somewhere else.
Well, you know, when you take your logo that is international terrorist and paint it on every wall, it's not like you have a choice when you move. Seriously, stop with the stationery and the logos on the wall.
Well, if you don't have that, how are you going to know who you work for?
Seriously.
It's all about marketing.
Evil organization, not selling toys.
I want my lanyard. I need a Hydra lanyard. Yeah. Because my loyalty is to Hydra. It's just creepy every time she says that.
I think Hydra uses biometrics, not lanyards.
Well,
so they're more advanced.
I don't know.
They've got a bigger budget.
Yeah, I mean, they're bad guys, so they can, like, rob banks whenever they want money.
They're not all Dr. Octopus. Come on.
Well, statistically speaking, because you have more morally ambiguous and bad people working for Hydra, you're going to have a higher percentage of people who are fine with robbing banks.
Yeah.
I just named the only bank eyes I could think into the old Marvel universe cinema-wide. I think there's one bank.
Are you talking about just the movies?
Yeah, just the movies.
Well, yeah.
Think about it.
But if you go to the comics, it's like every month somebody was robbing a bank.
Yeah, but I'm not reading comics from 1968 or something.
Hey, it's 1970.
Oh, okay.
Didn't they have that old bank vault in Winter Soldier that they had Bucky in for a little while?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't break in, though. They were well installed there.
Mm-hmm.
That was home.
Mm-hmm. That's what I want to call home, a safe deposit room. Mm-hmm.
No, so they own some bank, so they're just taking people's money as they deposit it in the bank.
That's right.
That works even better. That's a system.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, you guys got anything else?
I'm done.
Lauren?
I'm done.
Wing?
I'm done too.
Awesome.
We're done.
Yay!
So join us next week as we talk Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 2, Episode 6, A Fractured House. Also, the official launched Avengers 2 trailer.
No, it's online now.
Yeah, it's online now. I just linked it on my personal Tumblr.
All right.
I need to link it on the our actual podcast Tumblr.
By some miracle you haven't found it yet, we'll put the links in the show notes and you can go out and actually see it.
And we'll tweet it by the time you hear this too.
Yeah, yes.
Probably. So we have a website, legendsofshield.com, that'll take you to our podcast page on the GunnaGeek.com network website. We have a voicemail line, as Wing pointed out before, 844-THE-BUS-1 or 844-843-2871. Facebook page, search for Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast. We are there. Twitter is at Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Tumblr is legendsofshield.tumblr.com. And don't forget about our forums, which have been picking up in the past week. Don't be left out. It's forums.gunnageek.com or search for GunnaGeek on your Tapatalk app on your mobile device. Remember, contact us about anything that you want. For example, who would be your choices for an all-female-led Avengers team? Just want to thank you for listening, sticking with us for so long.
Yeah, we want to thank everyone that called our voicemail line this week, Chris and Jay. We appreciate that.
We also want to thank all the people who've contacted us on Twitter, at KodiakGWC, at MorganScorpion, at Suncast, at DefyDownUnder, at TheOperator01, at Scopehound, at NightwingGG. Thank you, Nightwing.
Hey, thank you.
At AsetIsis, at LittleTooClinical, at Jeremy Rupiper, and at Mr. Paracletes. And everyone who follows us on Twitter, thank you so much. Feel free to tweet us anytime. We love interacting with you.
You going to be able to live tweet again next week, Lauren?
I will.
So Lauren will be live tweeting at the next episode. Also on Facebook, thank you, Stephen Carl, Jesse Lee Holt, and Jason Boltmeyer. Thank you very much for our Facebook comments.
That's where I was about to say Jason Momoa for a second there. I was excited. I was like, what? You have Aquaman on your show?
Momoa.
He's a big fan of the podcast.
Momoa.
Calls in every week, man. Until next week, I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer.
I'm Agent Haley.
I'm Agent Lauren.
And I'm Wing.
See you next week, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com and you will find all of our contact information in other shows. You can also visit LegendsOfShield.com where you'll find our complete archive of podcasts. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin McLeod and can be found at Incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual host and do not represent Legends, Stream, or Gunna Geek. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is the property of the Disney Corporation. No infringement is intended.